is President of the Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Eric Mobbs. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Busy time of the year. There's a lot happening in and around Devonport over the next month or so, isn't there?
There certainly is. We've got a few things going on, amongst other things,
yeah. All right, so let's start with your lunch. You've got the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg coming to Devonport.
Yes, we have next Monday at 11:30. There's still, until 5 p.m. tonight, there's still the opportunity to book for lunch if you want to come for the lunch. It's $35 for members and $40 for non-members, and it's being held at the Pincada restaurant in the Providore Place.
Right, next Monday.
Next Monday. We think he's going to be speaking about Job Seeker and Job Maker. So filling us up, giving us up to date information on that. Probably cover a few other topics as well, my guess is.
Yeah, righto. So that's Monday. Now, you actually had your breakfast with State Opposition Leader Rebecca last week.
That was last week, just to show that we are totally apolitical.
Yeah. and how did that go?
It went very well. We had about 18 people there. Bit cramped, I must admit, but it was a last-minute sort of organisation. At least we've had about a week to organise this one with Josh Frydenberg, so it won't be as cramped, and we've got a bigger area in which to have our lunch in as well.
Righto.
So we're looking forward to that one. The next major event we've got coming up is on the 24th of March in the evening at 6 o'clock. And that's we've got a quarterly function out of the Don Railway. We're hoping to have a look over their facilities and then have a bite to eat. And the cost for that one will be $25 for members and $30 for non-members.
Mm. And just on the railway, the long-term plan for the railway, Lynn Laycock was telling me a couple of weeks ago, is they want to take that rail from Devonport right through to
Penguin
as a tourist, passenger rail.
Well,
yeah.
What a great idea. I mean, yeah. I often drive along that coast road. I have to go to Sulphur Creek occasionally. And I've got obviously two choices, to go down the highway or go along the coast road. And I'd much rather go along the coast road. It's longer, it's slower, but it's a much prettier drive.
Yeah, well, it seems like the logical thing to do, isn't it? You've already got the line there. And if you it's the old saying, build it and they will come. So I'm sure that's right. Yeah. Anyway, that might be a way.
Well, I remember, well, going back a few years now, probably nearly 20 years ago, they used to operate a steam trip on the Don Railway from Burnie down to the West Coast.
Right.
Down to Rosebery.
Yep.
And that was a fantastic day trip. I mean, eventually I would hope that whole link will be re-established. But let's get the Penguin one done first.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about cross-marketing with Geelong. And we know the Spirits are going to be going to Geelong fairly soon. So
next year I think they're due in there.
Mm. So
I got a call from the Geelong CEO from their Chamber of Commerce, and we had a bit of a chat. So we thought, well, what a good idea if we cross-market each other. We'll promote our events. He'll promote our events, and we'll promote their events.
Yeah.
So that we both encourage a bit of tourism both ways. And I think it's a great idea. I'll be actually meeting up with him towards the end of April, early May. I'll be over that way. So sort of formulate a few plans to promote each other.
Well,
I think that's tremendous potential there for visitors for Geelong coming into Devonport.
Absolutely. It's a logical thing. Right. Now, UTAS. I saw a bit on your Facebook page about a link with UTAS. You're promoting this?
Actually, not so much promoting it. What we've got an education and training subcommittee. And at the moment, we're going through all layers of the education system, finding out what they're offering, looking to see where the weak links might be. So far, we've had the head of the Northwest Campus of UTAS in to talk to him. We've had the Deputy Premier and Minister for Education, Jeremy Rockcliffe, and he gave us a very good hour and a half of his time. So we've examined that. The next one will be the head of TAFE. So we're talking to all of them about where we think there might be some improvements as far as our members are concerned and as far as Tasmania in general is concerned. So the Deputy Premier's asked us to put together a plan whereby industry might relate a little bit better to the education system.
Right. So that would be like in designing courses that would specifically relate to encouraging employment On the northwest coast, yeah.
That's correct, yeah. So that we try to overcome some of this generation gap that seems to be around, that members of the chamber and industry get into the education system a bit more and offer a bit of mentoring or that sort of thing, so that they've got real experience to giving them some facts rather than sort of just straight out teachers that may not have had that industrial experience.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, membership deal. Tell us about this. Finishes this week, right?
Yes, it finishes at 5 p.m. on the 28th. If somebody joins the chamber now, between now and the 28th, they will get 16 months membership for 12 months.
All right.
So they'll get membership through to the end of June 2022.
How many members have you got roughly now?
Around about 120, somewhere in that ballpark. We'd obviously like a lot more, and particularly the retailers. We don't have as many retailers as we should have, and we do have a very active retail committee. We're working on a retail strategy that was formulated with council, and we need more retailers to become part of the chamber, so we've got a louder voice when it comes to talking to council or local government, state government, etc.
Yeah.
So it's particularly retailers we want to join, but obviously we'll welcome anybody.
Power of numbers, exactly.
Yep, that's right.
All right, so before we go, tell us about that lunch with the Treasurer again. It's Monday at
Pinkarda. Monday at 11:30.
Yeah.
At the Pinkarda restaurant at the Pomodoro Place.
So how do people book for that?
They can either ring on 6449 4065.
Yep.
Or they can email mail@dcci.org.au.
Righto. Thanks
and
for having me on.
Our new secretary, Joe, will be happy to talk to you and take your money.
Name of the game. Thanks a lot, Eric. Good on you.
Thanks, David. Cheers.
Okay. Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Eric Mobbs. This is 7AD.